As the water heats up, you might start to see lakes and sometimes rivers close because of toxic algal blooms. The blooms can make people sick and kill pets. But a Central Washington team hopes they can solve the problem. Correspondent Courtney Flatt explains.
Toxic algae has bloomed in Moses Lake since at least 2018. That's when the harmful algal blooms were first recorded. Phosphorus in the lake helps the algae grow. A team from the company Eutrophix is applying a material that will sequester phosphorus. The material is called lanthanum. It's combined with clay and binds to phosphorus. It sinks deeper and deeper into the lake. Scott Schuler works with Eutrophix. He says the treatments can take years, mostly because they're so expensive. This year's treatment is paid for with $3.1 million in federal funding.
Once we fully address the phosphorus load, then we would expect the results to last for 10, 20, potentially even 30 years.
Eutrophix has treated lakes across Washington, including Long Lake in Thurston County, Shelley Lake in Spokane Valley, and Lacamas Lake near Vancouver, Washington. I'm Courtney Flatt.